Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. As Israeli fighter jets continue to hit the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas in Gaza, the State Department confirmed at least 22 Americans have been killed in fighting between Israel and Hamas. The fighting has left over 2,300 people confirmed dead. Media reports claim between 100 and 150 people have been taken hostage, presumably as human shields. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says every Hamas member will be destroyed. Netanyahu went on TV and said as long as the people of Israel are together, they will win the war. The Prime Minister said a great deal of ammunition is on its way to Israel to help in the fight. Israel and Hamas have been fighting this week since Hamas attacked Israel last Saturday. House Republicans are closer to electing a new House Speaker after their closed-door voting session yesterday resulted in Representative Steve Scalise as their Speaker-designate. If all current members are present and voting on the floor, Scalise would need 217 votes to win the Speaker's gavel and only can afford to lose 4 Republican votes. Some lawmakers are saying they will instead vote for Representative Jim Jordan, who ran against Scalise, for the nomination. Speaker pro tempore, Representative Patrick McHenry, told CNN he hopes the House can get a speaker vote on the floor by today. NASA announced an asteroid sample could hold information about the early days of our solar system. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson says the recently collected rocks and dust from the asteroid Bennu contained water and a lot of carbon. That could mean asteroids like it delivered the building blocks to life to the planet. Nelson says it's the biggest carbon-rich asteroid sample ever returned to Earth. If you know a farmer, be sure to thank that farmer, as today is National Farmers Day. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Sexual assault lawsuits from across the United States against Uber have been put together in federal court. A judge now has ruled that nearly 100 cases can be heard by one judge. All pretrial motions will be heard under Judge Charles Breyer in the Northern District of California. The cases cover at least 16 states and would still have to go to trial in their state's jurisdictions. Hundreds of women have filed suits against the rideshare company, saying that it hasn't done enough to shield passengers from sexual assault. Republican lawmakers say they'll be introducing a resolution to expel Representative George Santos from Congress. The decision comes after Santos was hit with more federal criminal charges. Prosecutors claim Santos stole people's identities and made charges on the donors' credit cards without their permission, also claiming some of the money was found in Santos' bank account. Santos responded, "I'm pretty much denying every last bit of charges." Santos is due back in court on earlier charges in May. He's scheduled to appear on October 27th. The Biden administration is facing calls to freeze $6 billion in Iranian assets after terrorist group Hamas brutally attacked Israel last Saturday. The funds in question were freed up by the Biden administration as part of a prisoner swap with Iran. Republicans this week have called on the administration to put a hold on those funds, claiming there's a risk the money could be used against Israel in the conflict. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Happy Thursday to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you know, BillMartinezShow.com. We've got Bill Fetter going to join us in just a moment, the American Minute creator, recognized historian and speaker. Columbus Day, believe it or not, came and went. Of course, America still, I guess ever since, you know, everything has been rewritten in our history, we're a bit confused here with the whole situation between Indigenous Day and Columbus Day. And, I'm not sure that the majority of Americans are all that happy. Let's be sensitive and understanding our history and respectful and all. But did we need to replace Columbus with Indigenous Day? And I'm not sure what the division is. I'm curious to see what number Bill comes up with. But, it's interesting that that we still have this kind of split, but that's just the way it is. Here in America these days, everything is about division, and because we've allowed the voices of a small number of people to dictate to the majority. And here we are. So how do you feel about it? Is it a big whoop for you or no big deal? It's just like, okay, I just go ahead and celebrate Columbus Day. It's like one of those holidays now that people go, is it really a holiday anymore? Because it's Indigenous Day or something. I mean, there's something's lost in translation. But, the government, the government's not to pause and waste any time because they figure, hey, look at if I can... if I can get away with having a day off, I'm going to take a day off. Well, Bill Fetter joins us now. Hey, Bill, good morning. How are you?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, always good to be with you. I think because you were on the airplane, you still had your phone in airplane mode, so it was a little bit of a challenge trying to get through to you. But anyway, I'm glad we got you here. I was just telling the audience, Bill, do you know where we are in the division of how people celebrate? It was Columbus Day, and it's got like... I don't know if it's half the country or, a small percentage of the country look at it as Indigenous Day or Columbus Day, or maybe, in order to satisfy everybody, it's Columbus Day / Indigenous Day. But it's just kind of those strange holidays that, I heard, throughout the day. Is today a holiday? What is it? Well, I guess it's whatever you want to be. If you want to be Columbus Day, it's Columbus Day. If you want to be Indigenous Day, it's Indigenous Day. Do you have any numbers on that?
I don't know the percentages, but I do know the tactic. It's called deconstruction, and it's a socialist tactic where you say bad things about a nation's founders so that people emotionally detach from them, and then you get the people into a neutral where they can't really remember where they came from, and then you can more easily brainwash them into whatever future you have planned for them.
So when the you rewrite the history, right?
So when the Soviets took over Latvia and Estonia, they rewrote the school textbooks to make the Estonians and Latvians into cavemen before the Soviets came in to civilize them. You know, when Muslims come in, they destroy the history and the museums and the libraries and artworks. And so it's the 1984 George Orwell Ministry of Truth, where you're constantly changing the history so that you can achieve your current agenda. And so Columbus fell into that category because he is obviously the origin of Western civilization moving into this hemisphere. Now, a couple things to point out is before Columbus came over, it was not paradise. You had Aztecs capturing neighboring tribes, taking them to the tops of their pyramids and ripping their beating hearts out to the sun god. You had the Carib in the Caribbean who were going on to islands with peaceful Arawak Indians and cannibalizing them and sodomizing them and all kinds of terrible stuff, depopulating these islands. It was certainly not the paradise that they tried to portray. You had the Cheyenne Indians. They got a hold of the horses after the Spanish had come, and they had horses had gotten loose, and the horses multiplied. The Cheyenne learned how to ride horses before the other plains tribes did, and they would ride in and wipe out the neighboring tribes. They would enslave neighboring tribes. They would be very brutal in what they did to the captured prisoners. So it was not a paradise before the Spaniards came over. Just a few, about 10 years ago now, and they were excavating underneath of an old building in Mexico City, and they found thousands of skulls and women and children. So these were not captives in war. These were sacrificial. And this is what the Aztecs had been doing. Cortez's men wrote about it, but then the city sort of got buried when they rebuilt Mexico City on top of it. And then they said, well, they're lying about that. But now we find out, no, it actually is true.
Here's evidence here, right? Yeah, exactly.
They had games, you know, like football or soccer where they'd kick the ball through a hoop, but the losing team all got killed.
Wow.
But Columbus, Islam somehow gets a pass. So Syria used to be Christian until like 648 when Caliph Umar conquered it. Jerusalem had been Christian for three centuries since Constantine. All of North Africa used to be Christian. There were 250 Catholic dioceses until the Umayyad Muslims conquered it. Egypt had been Christian, evangelized by Mark that wrote the gospel. And then, of course, Turkey used to be the Byzantine Christian Empire. All seven churches mentioned in the book of Revelation were conquered by the Muslim Turks. When this happened, the Greek Orthodox Christians begged the Roman Catholic Christians for help. They sent help. It was called the Crusades. When the Crusades ended, the Muslims conquered Constantinople in what year? 1453.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this important? This ends land trade routes from Europe over to India and China. The China Silk Road, the Gobi Desert. People forget two centuries earlier, Marco Polo went from Venice, Italy to China. Worked for Kublai Khan for 24 years, comes back to Europe and tells about the Chinese inventing a compass, a wheelbarrow, a pinata. The Chinese invented paper currency. The Chinese invented gunpowder. They invented thread from worms, silkworms. And then India had indigo dye, which is the blue dye for like your blue jeans and so forth.
Right.
And so Marco Polo was captured in a battle and put in a prison in Genoa for a year. When he told his cellmate all of his explorations, his cellmate wrote it down, hand-copied because the printing press had not been invented yet. Mm-hmm. And it became a bestseller in Europe. So Columbus owned a copy of Marco Polo's Il Milione's. They called it the Million Lies because they thought it was all made up, like,
right,
you know, Paul Bunyan's Blue Ox, you know. But Marco Polo's book influenced Columbus.
And kept some dreams alive. We've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. More from Bill's Better After This.
Very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
We are 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here along with Bill Federer, the American Minute creator, recognized historian and speaker. And we're talking Columbus, kind of going through history. And one of the common threads that Bill and I were just talking off air that you hear repeatedly again is this movement by the Muslims and how rapidly they were able to, conquer, so much territory, Bill. I mean, it's amazing, and I think that like in any situation, in any kind of war, how to what extent of brutality are you willing to go? And it appears to me that the history of the Muslims is that, you know, in the name of Allah and in their jihad and whatever they declare, all things are fair and love and war, but particularly war. I mean, you know, raping, pillaging, the human desecration, they know no end. They know no bounds. And maybe that's what allowed them to be so successful, because they were just so shockingly horrific in the capturing of, you know, of territory that, you know, people became, you know, fearful and weak in the process. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it's a unique combination of motivations, religious fervor and lust.
Mm-hmm.
Muhammad told his men they could have four wives plus as many other women as their right hand possesses, as many as they take in battle.
Mm-hmm.
Muhammad even got a verse from his Allah saying, Allah has given you the slave girls as your booty. So this is a strong motivator to men.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you die in jihad, you go to paradise and you get 72 virgins. And so you have a sexual, lustful motivation tied together with religious fervor. Who would have thought you could have combined those?
Yeah.
And it worked. And so they went from Arabia to Paris in just a century. And so it's important to understand we could want to say that Allah of the Quran is the same as Yahweh of the Bible. But when you look at their attributes, they're completely opposite. You know, in the New Testament, Jesus did not kill anybody. Muhammad killed about 3,000 people in 66 raids and battles.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus never owned slaves. Muhammad owned slaves. He was a white Arab, and he owned African slaves. Jesus never married. Muhammad had 11 to 22 wives, slave wives, concubines. His youngest wife, Aisha, was 6 years old, consummated at 9.
Wow.
Jesus did not permit his disciples to rape anyone. Duh, Muhammad did.
Yeah.
And there's all these hadiths that talk about how to do it. And Jesus never tortured anybody. When the chief of Kaibar wouldn't tell where the treasure was hidden, Muhammad had him stretched out on the ground and they kindled a fire on his chest. Jesus did not permit his disciples to lie. Muhammad permitted lying. It's called taqiyya. If you feel threatened, then it's okay for you to lie. And Jesus forgave insults. Muhammad avenged insults. When he finally conquered Mecca, he pulls out a list of 10 people that he wanted murdered. One of them was this guy who had made up poems mocking Muhammad, and he had three slave girls reciting the poems, and Muhammad ordered them murdered. And so when you contrast the two, they're different. Jesus said, go to a town, preach the gospel. If they do not receive you, what? Leave and shake the dust from your feet.
Exactly.
Muhammad's go to a town, preach your message. If they don't receive you, wage war on the town.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the difference. It's the inside out versus outside in.
Exactly.
And, so Egypt used to be Christian, Syria, North Africa. It was this explosion of growth that was a military expansion. And they do something called victimhood, where Muhammad originally was in Mecca. They had very tolerant. They had 360 different gods. And Muhammad's religion was exclusive. And so he was considered a disturber of the peace. So they chase him out of town. First in 619 A.D., and he tries going to a city called Al-Taif. They don't want him. They pelt him with rocks and stones, and little kids throw dust on him and chase him out of town. And so he goes to Medina in 622 A.D. And so he comes in as a religious refugee. And that he's been discriminated against in the town of Mecca, sort of leaves out the fact that he was insulting the people that were living there.
Right.
And when his followers got confrontational, they were chased out of town. And he said, well, we're the victims. They chased us out. So therefore, we are justified in attacking the caravans heading back to Mecca. And that's when he became a military leader. And so they played the victim by saying, we feel threatened by you, therefore we're justified in attacking you. And that's how they got, here they are at the gates of Paris, Tours, France. And it's like, it's just a century after Muhammad's death. And they're trying to say that they're a defensive It's like, mm-hmm. how can you be defensive and be outside of Paris?
Right, so exactly.
They're the aggressors, but they're calling mm-hmm. themselves the victims. And so we right. see that exact attitude today, where they're exactly. the ones going in, killing all these innocent people in Israel, and yet they're trying to say, well, we're the victims. And it's like, it makes no sense unless you understand this concept where they blame you for what they're guilty of. Sigmund Freud called it a narcissistic response to avoid responsibility, where the attacker blames the victim. Little kids do it. I didn't start the fight. You didn't. Cheating spouse will accuse the faithful spouse of being unfaithful, right, when they're caught.
Right.
And and then it's in the Bible, Potiphar's wife, when she was caught, she accused Joseph of lusting after her when she was lusting after him.
Yes, exactly.
And Nero set fire to Rome, and he blamed the innocent Christians. So it's a tactic that has found its way into politics where, you know, Hillary Clinton was colluding with Russia, giving away a fifth of the U.S. uranium in exchange for a $145 million contribution to her Clinton Foundation. What does she do? She pays for a Steele dossier to make up stuff accusing Trump of colluding with Russia.
Yeah, she's the victim.
Concept.
Yeah, and she's the victim, and everybody feels sorry, and they still give her place, which drives me nuts, because you know she's proven to be a liar. You know, I would love to see Bill, you know, going forward to here in America. I know we talk about the Office of Disinformation. I'd love to have a qualifier, you know, for anybody that comes on, you know, on the air on TV or whatever, and. You know, like a batting average or something, or even if you had a Pinocchio average of a person's credibility, it's like, okay, we're going to have you on the air, but in order to maintain some sort of credibility, you know, we're going to have your truth quotient, so to speak, you know, as a subtitle to your name. You know, because, you know, here you got Hillary Clinton who's given place. And, you know, she's probably, after everything is all said and done, maybe 20% of what she said is truthful. 80% is a lie. And I'm rounding figures here. And, you know, but meanwhile, people hear her and when they see her on the air, some people think, oh, she must be right, or else they wouldn't have her on TV, right?
Yeah, it's a great idea. The fact checkers, unfortunately, most of those organizations have been bought out by George Soros and the like. Mm-hmm. So they basically, it's almost like you go to these different ones, I don't know what, Snopes or whatever, mm-hmm. and you realize that they're not giving you an objective result. They're being paid for and they're giving a spin.
Exactly.
So they're spin organizations versus fact checkers.
Well, it's the world we live in, and this is why even in this era of information, we've got about a minute left, Bill, so I'm going to let you kind of wrap it up and summarize. You know, you've shared some stuff with Columbus, and, you know, sadly, you know, Columbus went to his grave not even realizing what he had fully discovered, right?
Right. So he took four voyages. The first one, he found the new land. The second one, he was found cannibals. The third one, he was banished from Haiti. And then the fourth one is when he shipwrecked on Jamaica. Fascinating life. He did take the longest voyage ever out of the site of land.
Can you imagine?
My website's AmericanMinute.com.
Yeah, it's all right there. And well, I'll tell you, Bill's genius and his gift to all of us is his commitment to history and giving us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. Bill Fetter, thank you. As always, appreciated. AmericanMinute.com. And also, you can access his many books there as well. Bill, thank you so much for being with us. Take care. God bless, my friend.
Thank you.
Hey, you. The one on the couch who just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
USA News Update. As Israeli fighter jets continue to hit the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas in Gaza, the State Department confirmed at least 22 Americans have been killed in fighting between Israel and Hamas. The fighting has left over 2,300 people confirmed dead. Media reports claim between 100 and 150 people have been taken hostage, presumably as human shields. House Republicans are closer to electing a new House Speaker after their closed-door voting session yesterday resulted in Representative Steve Scalise as their Speaker-designate. If all current members are present and voting on the floor, Scalise would need 217 votes to win the Speaker's gavel. Some lawmakers are saying they will instead vote for Representative Jim Jordan, who ran against Scalise, for the nomination. Speaker pro tempore, Representative Patrick McHenry, told CNN he hopes the House can get a speaker vote on the floor by today. Lance Pry, USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
With the America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, it is DeRoy Murdoch time. Yes, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Hey, DeRoy, too bad we don't have nothing, I mean nada, zippo to talk about, right?
Well, we can talk about the weather, I guess. How's the weather
well,
where you are?
Well, we can talk about weather if you've got billions of dollars waiting for me that I can collect and hand off to the kids. I mean, that just seems... The weather and billions of dollars, they seem to go hand in hand these days.
Yeah, we'll talk about the weather, and then I'll send you a $10 million wire transfer. How's that?
Okay. And can you send me, how about a 20-carat diamond ring or something, just for, you know?
Well, I'll send you a sports car, too.
Okay. All right. I love it. Well, of course, seriously, what we have to talk about is what's happening in the Middle East. The war continues. To Benjamin Netanyahu's credit, instantly he declared war on Hamas. I said, thank God it wasn't Joe Biden. We'd still be talking about it, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The Israelis, of course, are under fire like they've not been, certainly since the Yom Kippur War of
exactly
50 years ago. Mm-hmm. At least then, they were fighting against the Egyptian military and the Syrian military. You're dealing mm-hmm. with generals and commanders and political figures who, for better or worse, have some marginal guidelines within which they operate. This battle against Hamas, these are savages, these are human animals, as I've heard them described, mm-hmm. kind of behavior which we're hearing day by day, grabbing old ladies, including Holocaust victims, hauling them back to Gaza, putting them in tunnels, presumably as hostages, 11 Americans dead, more Americans being held hostage. We're just hearing new appalling reports about towns in Israel where the people are hiding in safe rooms trying to shield themselves from the incoming rockets, and the Hamas terrorists went in and shot up the entire room and killed everybody. Apparently they found some babies, chopped the babies' heads off. Yeah. So we're not dealing with any kind of a normal military situation. These are appalling, barbaric, basically ISIS in Gaza, essentially what we're dealing with. Some people call them Arab Nazis. These are total monsters, and what Israel needs to do is unleash as much force as necessary to exterminate Hamas once and for all. They need to be erased. They need to be eliminated. They need to go in the history books. This policy of sort of pushing them back and maybe, you know, getting the heel a little bit isn't going to work. Hamas just has to be as completely erased from the Gaza Strip as ISIS was from the former ISIS caliphate that President Donald J. Trump completely eliminated and eviscerated and removed from the map back in 2017.
Exactly. Well, the very thing that they wanted for Israel is the very thing that's going to land on their pumpkin heads, because you cannot unsee the horrific, inhumane treatment of civilians. As you said, before, when it was Egypt and Syria, you knew you were battling military combatants. You didn't go after innocents. And Hamas went total, you know, full savage on civilians. And, I mean, it's just one story after another, like those young kids that were out there, you know, celebrating the festival, DeRoy. I mean, this was the final day of the celebration of the joy of the Torah, and they're there, and here they, you know, they get assaulted. Over 250 are murdered there in the fields. Some are taken captive. The brutality, the raping and pillaging. I mean, it's just disgusting. I mean, the way they treated Israeli women. I don't know how Benjamin Netanyahu, the soldiers, unsee the savagery and how that cannot catapult them to go, you know, full, you know, scorched earth on, you know, on that area there in the Gaza.
I think scorched earth is exactly the correct response. And I think the atrocities you described certainly will strengthen the spines of the Israelis, which are pretty strong to begin with. But I hope they also strengthen spines in this country and around the world when Israel goes in and does what needs to be done in order to exterminate Hamas. You mentioned that music festival where you had Israeli young people outdoors enjoying like sort of an all-night rave, apparently, or something like this. Unarmed, not hostile, not ready to kill anybody. And the Hamas people came in, open fire and gun down 260 music fans. Who kills music fans, for God's sake?
Yeah, that only happens in Vegas, right?
Well, it didn't happen in Vegas. Also, you may recall the ISIS attack in Paris
about
8 years ago, I suppose. And somebody went into a nightclub and shot up a concert there as well. So this is, you know, people are saying, well, it's Israel's fault, pointing the fingers at the Zionists, et cetera, et cetera. Israel and the Zionists in the West don't gun down music fans. This is not the kind of thing that any Western power would do. This is what Hamas did, and not just like one lone gunman, but something involving a number of these people going in and killing innocent music fans, for God's sake. Mm-hmm. So this is the enemy that Israel faces. This is the enemy that the West faces. This is part of the ongoing war on terror, and Israel needs to go in and immediately unleash as much power as required to scrape the filthy Hamas sewer rats off the face of Gaza and run them into the sea, or better yet, just let them go up in the air as smoke.
Yeah, because and the thing is, for the most part, the international community is on the side of Israel to defend itself. That's a good thing. Although I saw some video this morning of Arabs in Australia, of all places, supporting the cause of Hamas. And the fact of the matter is ancient hatred runs deep. It's been going on for thousands of years, and the people have been conditioned. Young kids have been conditioned at an early age that you must hate the Jews. And, and I think that America can learn something, from this, because this ancient hatred that is carried, and passed on from one generation to the next is knocking at America's door. You know, we are ripe for this kind of hatred and division. Although I will say that, to Benjamin Netanyahu's leadership, he's been able to unify unify the government. They're more united. I mean, when they talked about this being, you know, Israel's 9/11, they're feeling that that spirit of unity, and I think they might be more right in characterizing it as such.
Yeah, I think this has been a unifying event. As you may know, before all this happened, Netanyahu was under some pressure internally with various factions trying to pull apart the majority in the Knesset. That's done. These people are going to stay unified in what I'm afraid is going to be a pretty bloody war to get rid of Hamas. And so I think that his domestic political battles are at least certainly put on hold for the next few months, I'd imagine, maybe longer. And Israel has to stay focused on this. As for the longtime hatreds, what often gets overlooked in this this fiasco, this catastrophe, is what Israel did with Gaza about, I think, 15 or so years ago, 12, 15 years ago, Israel pulled out of Gaza. Israel pulled, not only did they pull the military out, they actually had Jews living in Israel, in Gaza. Mm-hmm. They physically removed, some of them didn't want to leave. They said, this is my home. The soldiers went in, picked them up, pulled them out, and Israel withdrew and said to the Palestinians, here you go, here's Gaza, make it a beautiful place. And this is a Mediterranean area, right on the Med. They had the opportunity to ask the West and the entire world, look, the Jews have left, we Palestinians are here, we want to make this a beautiful place. We want the best bank in the world, so please come in from Wells Fargo and Lloyd's of London and Sumitomo Bank and help us create the best bank between Gibraltar and the Taj Mahal. Call Georgetown, Oxford, Princeton, Yale, et cetera, and create the greatest university in the Middle East. They could have right now Hong Kong on the Mediterranean, Singapore on the Mediterranean. This could be a jewel. And they could say, see, once we got the Israelis out, look at the beautiful thing we've created. They could have done that. Boy, what a beautiful thing that would have been, and the entire world would have helped them do it. What do they do instead? They went into the Jewish-run hydroponic farms, destroyed those, and the only export they have is rockets going to Israel, destroying Jewish property and Jewish lives. That's all they have to offer. No economy, no products, no services, just rockets being shot out of Gaza to kill Jews. That's all they've done with this tremendous opportunity they had, which goes to show, this people blame Israel for this. This isn't Israel's fault. This is the fault of Hamas and the terrorists and the Islamofascists. They could have had a beautiful thing if they just said, please, help us put it together. People would have run to help. And instead, all they've got is rockets, deadly rockets, as their sole export, their only product available.
Exactly. Got to go to break. More from DeRoy Murdoch on the other side. Stay with us.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walgreens and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold ship to your door is vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
With the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. DeRoy Murdoch continues with us, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. See, this is the thing that people leave out of context, is what the Palestinians have insisted on doing. And then plus on top of that, a lot of the Palestinians, you know, for a while, Israel has allowed, you know, Palestinians, Arabs to, you know, come in, work in Israel, you know, play nice, everything's fine. You come and you go, but you do a knife intifada, well, then you know, disturb the peace, well, then it's problematic. But, you know, even in Gaza, you know, they want to lump all the Arabs there as Palestinians. Well, the Palestinians were so oppressed, Roy, this is underreported. They were so oppressed there in the Gaza that they escaped through the southern border, and they're in Egypt right now because they said, those Arabs are nuts. We don't want anything to do with them.
I think there's a lot of truth to that. You know, there are, you know, as awful as Hamas is, I'm sure there are probably decent people in Gaza who don't want any part of this, but Of course they don't have the opportunity to vote out their leaders. Their leaders are there at gunpoint, you know, with the guns trained on their people. And so they've got to be quiet and put up with this. And of course they also do things, which again, in complete war crimes, use hospital roofs to launch
exactly
their rockets, so that when the Israelis retaliate, they've got to attack a hospital, let's say, and then they say, "Oh my God, look what the Israelis have done! They've blown up a hospital." So they use these human shields and these civilian facilities to engage in warfare, and then when the Israelis retaliate, then they turn that into propaganda effort to say to indicate how terrible and inhumane Israel is. I mean, this is just awful, hideous, blood-curdling on the part of Hamas. So this is why they need to be exterminated.
Well, you have written a column about what America's response should be. But in typical Joe Biden fashion, I mean, he did say, okay, I'm sending, he's moved some, naval, carriers to the area. He's done that. He said that he's going to send munitions to support Israel. But what about that $6 billion? That they sent. It's not in Iran's bank, and I think it's quite clear and near inarguable that the only way that Hamas could have executed this drastic plan, this dire plan, was with the help of Iran.
Yeah, absolutely. Hamas would not be able to engage in this level of sophisticated attack land, sea, and air, with rockets coming in, artillery, apparently terrorists coming in on paragliders.
Yes.
This was a very, very well-coordinated.
They had drones, you know, exactly. Yeah.
And their chief patron is Iran. They couldn't have pulled this thing off on their own. The Wall Street Journal had a very good story, I think it was on Sunday, indicating that the entire operation was approved in a meeting sometime last week involving Iran, Hamas, and other terrorists. And so Iran's all over this. They're smart enough to try to keep their fingerprints off of it, but this could not have been pulled out without funds and probably logistical coordination from Iran. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the United States government under Joe Biden has been sort of the silent partner, if you will, to the Ayatollahs. You mentioned the $6 billion ransom payment that was tied to the release of those five hostages who were released by Iran when we traded them for five Iranians over here. Usually what you trade people. You got, okay, we got our five guys back. You guys get your five people back, and that's it. We got our five people back. They got their five people back. And what they also got was $6 billion, or $1.2 billion with a B, $1.2 billion ransom for every American release. And they say, well, okay, well, this money only will be used for humanitarian purposes. The money's fungible. You know,
right.
You can say, all right, we'll take care of your humanitarian needs with this money. And they'll say, great, well, we're going to take whatever we would have spent on hospitals or medicine or ambulances and just shift that money and send it over to the Revolutionary Guard or send it to our pals in Hamas. It's okay, go buy yourself some rockets and mortar shells with all this money. The money is fungible, and the $6 billion could do it. There was an excellent comment by John Ratcliffe, the former director of national intelligence. He says that the administration, Biden administration, has enriched Iran not by $6 billion, but by $60
billion. Yes, exactly.
$60 billion by going soft on the oil sanctions, by allowing Iran to sell a lot more oil to China than it did before, and that it's really 10x, not $6 billion, mm-hmm. $60 billion in financial aid that the Biden administration somehow, one way or the other, either is engineered or at least mm-hmm. Allowed to take place. So the coffers are much more flush in Tehran than they were under Donald J. Trump. And so mm-hmm. the Ayatollahs are able to do things like fund a war on Israel. They were mm-hmm. figuring out how to, you know, where's their next meal coming from. They might not have the money for, they might be able to tell them, they might tell Hamas, sorry, you guys want to do that sort of thing, you're on your own, we don't have enough money to help. Joe Biden's made it possible for Hamas to attack Israel, essentially with laundered American money.
Well, and the other thing they're finding out, reports are coming out of Israel, is that they're discovering, you know, some of the equipment that was abandoned in Afghanistan. Guess where it's showing up?
You got it. Yep. How about that? Yep. This
yeah.
is another Joe Biden disaster. You know, disaster A leads to disaster B. You know, the completely calamitous withdrawal from Afghanistan included, I think the number I've heard was $80 billion with a B, $80 billion
yes.
of military gear left behind. If we had the proper orderly withdrawal, we would have taken that stuff with us, or at least the stuff that, you know, maybe can't bring tanks back. But certainly you should be able to bring back things like small munitions. You ought to be able to bring back things like night vision goggles. We left night vision goggles behind, which is one of the sort of key advantages that our special forces have. They were left in their original boxes, probably with
yes.
instruction manuals and warranty cards. Now,
right.
if we couldn't get that stuff out, what I would have done for the commander of one of these military bases in Afghanistan is to say, hey, soldiers, guess what we're going to do? We're going to have a flamethrower party. And we're going to go through the base. We're going to burn everything. Burn it all.
Exactly.
After that, we'll have a big keg party. So here, mm-hmm. each of you guys gets a flamethrower. Burn everything. And the Taliban would have inherited a bunch of burned equipment and a bunch of boxes of, you know, burned night vision goggles. But instead, mm-hmm. we left. That stuff was intact. A lot of stuff, you know, in its original boxes. And some of that stuff now is apparently ending up in Hamas and being used to turn around and kill our friends and allies in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely appalling and disgusting. And the Biden and the Democrat Party have to pay a huge price for this in every election to come.
And, of course, the mainstream media is not going to report on it, so people won't know, just like they didn't know about Hunter Biden's laptop. And, you know, the thing is, basically, what we did is we gave the Taliban, you know, a side hustle. They're now doing weekly gun shows with our equipment. you know, selling it out there. Maybe we need to have somebody out there buying it, our, you know, ourselves, because last I checked, we're a little low on munitions. And by the way, DeRoy, why didn't, even if he was going to give Iran, release the $6 billion to them, why didn't we get some oil? I mean, he should have got some oil in exchange, and maybe we could replenish the strategic petroleum reserve. Because here we are. I mean, that is for the time of war, and we're looking, I mean, right now the alert level at the Pentagon is higher than it's been in a long time. We're that close to World War III, and we're low on oil. What are we going to do? Low on gas. What are we going to do?
You're correct about that. You know, sorry, you mentioned gun show. Maybe we should ask Joe Biden to close the Afghan gun show loophole. Maybe we ought to do that. That's one problem there. As for the oil, petroleum, strategic petroleum reserve, I believe it's down at, I don't know if it's 17% of where it should be. I think that's the number I saw recently, but it's way down. Maybe it's by 75%. I don't know what it is, but it dropped dramatically.
Well, I've heard numbers like 50%. So, you know, we're half empty, however way you want to look at it. Give or take.
Right.
The disgusting thing is that we're half empty because he needed to buy votes. He used it for a political purpose. I mean, let me tell you what. If Donald Trump would have done anything like that, he'd have been impeached again. There'd have been outrage. They would have been passing legislation to say, never again can you release, you know, petroleum out of the strategic reserve other than for these specific purposes under the penalty of incarceration, impeachment, whatever kind of suffering that would, you know, would keep a president from doing something so selfish as what Joe Biden did to the American people. And the American people don't even understand in terms of what he did for our national security, how he jeopardized us for what? For the midterm elections.
You're absolutely right about this. If you may remember, summer of last year, the national average gasoline price per gallon ran around $5 or so, 5 and change, I think up to 5.11, 5.10, something like this. And, of course, Biden's popularity started going down just as the gas prices went up. So what did Biden do? He opened what I would call the strategic political reserve and started flooding the market with oil, and that brought down the oil prices, just as you say, in time for the midterm elections. Instead of spending $5 per gallon, we were spending maybe $3.75, $4, and people didn't feel quite as much pain and thought, oh, look, he's brought gas prices down, and so, hey, let's go vote Democrat. Look, the strategic petroleum reserve is not the strategic political reserve, and it's not designed to sit there and allow the president to manipulate gas prices for political reasons or campaign reasons. It's there to be available, as you say, if there is a national security emergency, whether it be war or terrorist attack, or if there's a massive natural disaster like Hurricane Katrina, and all of a sudden we've got refineries offline. It's there for emergencies. You know, in case of emergency, break glass, not, you know, in case of a poor poll results, break glass.
Exactly.
That Joe Biden treats this.
How does he feel the pain of this, DeRoy? I mean, you know, I mean, this is so absurd what he did. We got about 50 seconds left, so I'll let you summarize this, because Joe Biden feels no pain and he's been getting away with it. And we've got what do we got? About a year and a half of misery yet to suffer under this guy.
Yeah, there's a long way to go. I mean, even if Joe Biden is defeated at the polls in November of 2024, which I hope happens, you know, he'll be there until January 20th, which is the inauguration day for the incoming president, both as Republican, possibly Donald J. Trump. But we've got all that time between now and then, which I think is about 15, 16 months. So, yeah, a lot of time, a lot more damage.
He's a Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Thank you very much, Bill. We'll see you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When I was a